For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week's political cycle kicked off with another set of inflammatory tweets by President Trump. He attacked Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland, insulted the whole city of Baltimore. In short, race and racism in government is like the song Old Town Road, just sitting at the top of the charts this summer. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Chris.
Otis, you are a newspaper man and a professor of journalism. Here's a media question.
Okay.
We keep seeing a lot of analysis of why the things Trump says are racist, almost as if these are semantic debates. Is this effective? Is the media doing this right?
Well, it's hard to say whether it's right or wrong, but it is accurate. And I think the media have a responsibility to call things as they are and not worry about whether it is being perceived one way or the other. So to that extent, I think the media are doing their job here in pointing out a clear action by this president to inject racism into public discourse and basically divide the country.
Are Trump's tweets so subjective that we do have to explain why they are racist?
Yes, I think you can say that. He was a master at dog whistles, going out of his way not to offend pure racists in this country, white nationalists, even KKK sympathizers. But this just didn't start in 2015 with Donald Trump.
Well, I guess you could say one trickle-down effect in Tennessee is that black politicians here are getting bolder about pointing out racism. This week in Memphis, the Tennessee Black Caucus held a town hall at the Civil Rights Museum, which was attended by the future Republican Speaker of the House, Cameron Sexton. You know, legislators talked openly about having to work under the bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest and Republicans pulling the funding from Memphis's bicentennial after we took down our own racist symbols. Here's what Antonio Parkinson said about that.
That says right there that the Tennessee legislature is racist. The culture is racist. Not talking about necessarily every individual in there, but the culture is racist.
That doesn't mince words, Otis. Is that going to help get the job done?
It may or may not with a certain segment. They see this as preserving history and honoring history. And
Republicans do.
Republicans are saying that. And then they will say, and I don't have a racist bone in my body. And I think that's the statement here. I think Antonio Parkinson is just being blunt about something that is obviously true.
Well, as was pointed out on Tuesday, there are a few things Democrats and Republicans agree on. Criminal justice reform is the major one on that list. Why have Democrats been so persuasive there? They don't have much influence as a whole in the legislature, but they have been successful there.
I think the main reason they've been successful is because Governor Lee, when he was running for governor in 2018, made it a part of his platform that he believes in it, primarily because he, as a private citizen, spent some time, you know, dealing with people who were coming out of prison sentences. And I think having had that exposure, I think Governor Lee understands that, you know, there are some people who were in prison for long stretches that did not need to be there for long stretches. I think a lot of other Republicans need to have those kinds of experiences. I mean, you can't talk about what you really don't know. And there are too many Republicans who have not taken the time to understand what goes on in the lives of people who don't look like them. And if they spent some time doing that, I think they would have a different perspective on a lot of these issues.
Well, turning for a moment to the Memphis mayor's race, we are now seeing some endorsements. Former Mayor Willie Harrington got another one from the Municipal Employees Union. Otis, what's going on here? Why is Mayor Strickland getting the cold shoulder from city employees?
I think it's just about making a statement. You know, sometimes you have to make a public statement whether you think it's going to have a major impact at the end of the road or not. And I think that's what the AFSCME union is doing. I think that's what the Memphis Police Association is doing here. I don't think that there's anybody who, if you, you know, got them in a room and put a shining light on them, would still say that Dr. Harrington is a shoe-in to win this, win the mayor's office again. But they want to send a message And this is one of the messages that they can send. They can't go into city council and city hall and force them to do something that they are not going to do. So the best way to do that is to make a statement the best way they can, and that is through who we're going to endorse for mayor and for city council.
Well, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. See you next time.
I will be here. Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.